Akashvani presents Morning News. Good morning, I'm Anuja Kumar. The headlines. Voting underway for fifth phase of Lok Sabha polling in 49 constituencies spread over 6 states and 2 union territories. Prominent candidates include Rajnath Singh, Piyush Goyal, Smriti Irani, Rahul Gandhi, Umar Abdullah and Chirag Paswan. Polling for second phase of Odisha Assembly elections also being held. Helicopter carrying Iranian President Ibrahim Raisi goes missing after hard landing. Prime Minister Narendra Modi expresses concern. Ace Indian para shuttlers Sukant Kadam, Tarun and Suhas seal their berths for the upcoming Paralympics in Paris. And French Open tennis tournament to begin at Stade Roland-Garros in Paris today. And now the news in detail. Voting is taking place for the fifth phase of Lok Sabha elections today in 49 constituencies spread over 6 states and 2 union territories. Voting began at 7 in the morning and will end at 6 p.m. 14 seats of Uttar Pradesh, 13 seats of Maharashtra, 7 seats of West Bengal, 5 seats each of Odisha and Bihar, 3 seats of Jharkhand and 1 seat each in Jammu and Kashmir and Ladakh are being covered in this phase. The Election Commission has made all arrangements at the polling stations. So far in the first 4 phases, polling concluded smoothly in 379 parliamentary constituencies of 23 states and union territories. These elections have registered a total voter turnout of about 66.95%. The prominent candidates whose fate will be decided in the fifth phase include BJP leaders and union ministers Rajnath Singh, Piyush Goyal, Smriti Irani, Congress leaders Rahul Gandhi and KL Sharma, Umar Abdullah of the National Conference and Chirag Paswan of LJP Ram Vilas. Now we go over live to our correspondent Sushil Chandra Tiwari in Lucknow for the latest update on polling in Uttar Pradesh. Sushil, please tell us about the prominent candidates in today's polling.
Well, Anuja, there are many candidates who are contesting in these elections, particularly in this phase, and on high-profile seats which are very important, like senior BJP leader and defense minister Rajnath Singh is seeking third time from Lucknow constituency, and another union minister, Kaushal Kishore, is contesting from Mohanlal Ganj, where polling is underway in this phase. Another union minister, Sadhvi Niranjan Jyoti, is contesting from Fatehpur seat, which is also very important. But all eyes will be on Raibareli, which is another high-profile seat because of former Congress President Rahul Gandhi contesting from that seat, and Dinesh Pratap Singh from BJP is challenging him. Amethi is also one of the high-profile seats, and where the BJP senior BJP leader Smriti Irani is contesting against KL Sharma of Congress Party. So two seats are very important. One is Faizabad because of Ayodhya, which was in news recently, and Lallu Singh is seeking third time from this seat. Another important seat is Kesarganj, from where Karan Bhushan Singh, who is son of former BJP MP Brajbhushan Sharan Singh, he is also contesting from Kesarganj seat, and all eyes will be on him also.
Thank you. Anuja. Thank you, Sushil, for that update. In Odisha, 5 parliamentary constituencies where voting is taking place today are Kandhamal, Sundargarh, Bargarh, Balangir and Aska. Polling is also being held in 35 assembly segments in the second phase today. A total of 40 candidates are in the fray for the 5 Lok Sabha seats and 265 candidates for the 35 assembly seats, which include heavyweight leaders from the BJD, BJP and Congress. Political fate of Odisha Chief Minister and BJD Chief Naveen Patnaik, who is seeking a record 6th term, will be decided in this phase. He is contesting from 2 constituencies, Hinjali in Ganjam district and Kantabanji in Balangir district. The other prominent candidates who are in the fray today include former union ministers and senior BJP leaders Jual Oram and Dilip Ray, former Indian hockey captain Dilip Tirki, besides many state ministers, sitting MPs and MLAs. As many as 102 companies of the Central Armed Police Forces have been deployed for security of the polling booths. Of the total 9,162 polling booths, 20% are sensitive or critical polling booth stations, including some in the left-wing extremism-affected districts of Odisha. And now we go over to our correspondent Prakash Das, who is in Bhubaneswar. Prakash, what latest update you have for our listeners?
Yes, Anuja. Polling in 5 parliamentary constituencies and 35 assembly segments under this constituency started from 7 this morning. Polling is being held in Kandamal, Sundargarh, Bargarh, Balangir and Aska Lok Sabha seats and assembly seats under these Lok Sabha seats. Long queues are being seen in front of the booths with lots of enthusiasm among the voters to cast their franchise. The voters are preferring to come early in the morning to the booth because of, you know, Odisha is going through heat wave conditions during daytime. The Election Commission has made adequate arrangements of ORS, drinking water and shades for the voters. There are reports of few EVMs having technical snags for which voting is being delayed in some booths. There is a report of tension in Kusuguma village in Dharakot block of Sanakhemundi assembly constituency over the entry of a Congress agent into the polling booth. The issue has been settled after the interference of the police. In the 2019 elections, the BJP had won 3 of the Lok Sabha seats going for polls today, that is Sundargarh, Bargarh and Balangir. While ruling BJP won in 2 Lok Sabha seats, Aska and Kandamal. Out of the 35 assembly seats, BJP won 26, while BJP and Congress won 4 each and CPM won it.
Thank you, Prakash, for that update. And now we have a correspondent, Prarthna, live from Mumbai. Prarthna, please tell us about the situation on ground and also about arrangements made by the Election Commission there.
Yes, Anuja. The polling has started on 24,579 polling stations in the 13 Lok Sabha constituencies of the state. Actor Akshay Kumar was one of the voters who voted early in the morning. We also saw businessman Anil Ambani, who came out to vote early. Union Minister Piyush Goyal, who is also a candidate from Mumbai North, voted a short while ago. And Anuja, let me tell you, this is the fifth and the final phase of voting in the state. The number of eligible voters is around 2 crore 46 lakh there. 160 critical polling booths in the state and webcasting facilities have been established to monitor the polling booths. Adequate security arrangements have also been made. Keeping in view the low voter turnout in the previous phases in the state, the Election Commission has made various efforts to motivate the voters. Drinking water facilities, medical facilities, toilets, waiting rooms, daycare facilities have been arranged. In Mumbai, we also see that 600 BEST buses have been provided free of cost to help voters with disabilities to reach the polling stations.
Thank you so much, Prarthna, for that update. And now we have our correspondent Kalyan Laha from Kolkata for the latest update on polling in West Bengal. Kalyan, how is polling progressing in your state?
Polling is progressing normally, and some small incidents reports have come. And mostly from Barakpur parliamentary constituency, and booth number 198 and 199, reports have come that BJP polling agents were restricted to entering into booths. Later, police have took the situation under control. And in Titagarh area, fake polling agents of BJP had been identified, and later police had ousted him from that booth. And in some booths in Barakpur parliamentary constituency, voting have started late due to malfunctioning of VVPATs and EVM machines. And after some 15 and 20 minutes later, voting have started. And reports of incidents of booth jamming have come from Arambak constituency. And the accusation is against the Trinamool Congress. And except these incidents, the voting is going on peacefully in all the 7 parliamentary constituencies today.
Thank you so much, Kalyan, for that update. Moving on, in Bihar, polling is underway in 5 Lok Sabha constituencies, Hajipur, Muzaffarpur, Saran, Madhubani and Sitamarhi. Under the 5th phase of Lok Sabha elections, more than 95 lakh voters in these 5 parliamentary constituencies will decide the electoral fate of 80 candidates. Elaborate security arrangements have been made in riverine areas and polling booths of the constituencies of Saran, Muzaffarpur and Hajipur. In the Madhubani and Sitamarhi parliamentary constituencies, the border has have been sealed along the Indo-Nepal border until the end of the polling. Chirag Paswan, son of former Union Minister Ram Vilas Paswan from Hajipur Lok Sabha seat, Dr. Rohini Acharya, daughter of RJD Chief Lalu Prasad, and former Union Minister Rajiv Pratap Rudi from Saran are prominent candidates in this phase. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our Twitter handle at AIR News Alerts.
Lok Nirnay 2024, a special program on the general elections, every evening at 7
and repeat broadcast at 9:30 p.m. on Akashvani Gold.
Updates of election activities, insights from regions and constituencies, expert opinion and analysis
in the world's largest festival of democracy.
Stay tuned to Lok Prasarak Ke Saath, Lok Nirnay 2024.
Welcome back to the morning news. Campaigning for the remaining two phases of parliamentary elections are in full swing. While the sixth phase of polling will be held on the 25th of this month, the seventh and the final phase of polling will take place on the 1st of June. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi reached Puri in Odisha this morning, where he is holding a mega roadshow for the party candidates in Puri Lok Sabha constituency and assembly constituencies coming under its purview. He offered prayers at the revered Sri Jagannath Temple before going for the roadshow at the Grand Trunk Road of Puri. The Prime Minister will also address two election rallies at Angul under Dhenkanal Lok Sabha constituency and Katak under Katak Lok Sabha constituency today. All these constituencies are going for polls in the sixth phase of the general elections. Odisha Chief Minister and BJD Chief Naveen Patnaik is also scheduled to hold a roadshow in Bhubaneswar to campaign for party candidates. With just 4 days left for campaigning for Lok Sabha polls in the national capital Delhi, all political parties are trying their best to woo the voters. Iranian Supreme Leader Ali Khamenei has urged the people to pray for the return of Iranian President Ibrahim Raisi and others on board the helicopter, which made a hard landing and has not yet been located. He also asserted that Iran doesn't need to be worried and said that the country's administration will not be disrupted at all. President Ibrahim Raisi was traveling back to Iran following a visit to Azerbaijan, where his helicopter came down in bad weather conditions yesterday afternoon. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed concern on the reports regarding Iranian President Ibrahim Raisi's helicopter flight. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said, "India stand in solidarity with the Iranian people in this hour of distress and pray for the well-being of the President and his entourage." On to sports, ace Indian para-shuttlers Sukant Kadam, Tarun and Suhas have sealed their berths for the upcoming Paralympics in Paris. This is the first time Kadam will be taking part in the Paralympics and he will be playing in the men's SL4 category. SL4 is for players with movement affected at a low level on one side of the body, in both legs, or in the minor absence of one limb. Apart from him, Tarun and Suhas have also qualified from the same category. French Open 2024 tennis tournament gets underway at the Stade Roland Garros in Paris, France today. The main draw matches at the second Grand Slam of the year begins on 26th of this month. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Ramya.
Thank you, Anuja. Phase 5 voting to lock fate of another 49 states today is a top headline in Hindustan Times, while the Asian Age writes Amethi Rai Bareilly to vote today. Capital sizzles at 44 degrees Celsius with Najafgarh area touching 47.8, reports the Tribune, with red alert issued for the national capital till 21st of May. The Hindu notes red alert issued for Kerala as the state braces for heavy rainfall. 1.8 million mobile connections to be blocked soon as part of the government's first countrywide operation to curb cybercrime and online fraud targeting cyber thieves, reports The Economic Times. According to a study published in the medical journal The Lancet, global life expectancy to increase between 2022 and 2050, states the pioneer. And finally, The Times of India mentions about Andhra-born Gopi Thotakura making history as he became the first Indian to venture into space as a tourist. And with that, it's back to you, Anuja.
Thank you, Ramya. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Voting underway for fifth phase of Lok Sabha polling in 49 constituencies spread over 6 states and 2 union territories. Prominent candidates include Rajnath Singh, Piyush Goyal, Smriti Irani, Rahul Gandhi, Umar Abdullah and Chirag Paswan. Polling for second phase of Odisha Assembly elections also being held. Helicopter carrying Iranian President Ibrahim Raisi goes missing after hard landing. Prime Minister Narendra Modi expresses concern. Ace Indian para shuttlers Sukant Kadam, Tarun and Suhas seal their berths for upcoming Paralympics in Paris. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.